This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Tune us in from your TV. Rogers Atlantic, guys, look for us on channel 196. And SaskTel, look for us on channel 555 for any subscribers there. Visit ami.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Kelly McDonald, host of the program with Ramya Muthan.
Well, Mondays we like to get some tech updates with our friend Michael Babcock, and today he's featuring something that I think is going to be quite a unique conversation. So let's bring him on.
It's time for Talking Tech with Michael, bringing you a shot of technology news to get your week going with sprinkles of assistive technology.
Michael, most people in the blind vision community are familiar with screen readers and that kind of thing, or text-to-speech, elements of our day-to-day accessibility. But today you want to talk, firstly, not through the whole thing, but we want to start off the conversation about VoxMate, which isn't necessarily a screen reader. So what is it?
So hold on, I gotta jump through these 15 different windows I have to find my show notes.
Yep, I know.
Yeah. Hard life. You knew he was going to like be at least twice what we combined.
That's true, yeah.
But see, I think three of those are JAWS windows because JAWS has crashed a couple of times. I've had to relaunch.
Oops.
What frustrates me with JAWS is when I do close what I have to and I decide I have to close the whole machine, I start to close it, and just before it boots down, all I hear is JAWS for Windows. Yeah. And then it's gone.
So VoxMate is a great tool. I first heard about it a couple of weeks ago. Man, time flies. I first heard about it back in last year sometimes, weeks, years, same thing. And it is a tool that allows a blind user the ability to engage with their Android device. Now, it is not dependent on having TalkBack enabled or not, and it is a resource for you to use that has a lot of different apps, per se. I don't think they actually call them apps. I think they're called Voxlets, I think. But they're miniature applications that you can use in order to perform different actions on the phone itself, such as being entertained by listening to amazing podcasts, playing games, which are available on the VoxMate application as well. And you can also get information from news readers and social media. The main social media that's supported right now is more of a communication methodology. It's the Telegram application, so you can use Telegram. And then it, of course, will allow you to make a phone call or send a message as well.
A one-stop shop with a variety of things. So show us how to get around the app a little bit.
Yeah, so when you first launch the application for the first time, you're going to be asked if you are a TalkBack user. Note that this application is only supported on Android. It's not available on the iPhone. But you are asked if you're a TalkBack user. If you are, then what's enabled is the TalkBack mode. You can, of course, turn TalkBack off and use it in a regular mode as well. I'll explain the differences here in a moment. Then you're presented with a tutorial that shows you how to navigate to different elements within the VoxMate tool, and you are shown how to activate those elements. So if you're a voiceover user, then you are using two fingers to swipe up, down, left, or right, which means if you want to go to the next option in the menu, you use two fingers and swipe down once, and that'll take you to the next option. If you'd like to activate that option, you swipe with two fingers to the right, and this will activate it, or you swipe two fingers to the left to go back. You can also swipe two fingers up to go to the previous option in the menu that you're currently in. And if you're not using TalkBack, or if you choose not to have TalkBack on while you're using this application, you can navigate in the same up, down, left, right functionality with just one finger. And what I've done a couple of times is use the two volume keys to turn on and off TalkBack. I'll turn TalkBack off and just use one finger and flick through the application and make the selection I want to. It's a pretty streamlined service that is available.
So, yeah, you're kind of talking about using it in combination with, or, you know, understanding that you have your own screen readers that you're going into natively. Mm-hmm. Is VoxMate a screen reader, though?
VoxMate itself is not a screen reader. It's a self-contained, self-voicing application that you can use to get access to the information. You would... So in the past, you needed to use a screen reader if you were a screen reader user or Zoom and tap on the VoxMate application in your app store, and then you could use the gestures like you normally would. One option that I found that is super exciting, and we can talk more about a few other exciting options, is the fact that you can now set VoxMate as a launcher, which means you can set it. So VoxMate is what you get put into when you actually go home.
Okay, so then let's do it. What has you so excited about the app?
A few things. One, they have a monetization strategy. And some people might be like, Michael, why do you want to be excited about a paid application? Well, the fact that they are a paid application that you can pay, it's roughly $3 and some change, depending on the country, per month, and that will allow you access to the VoxMate application. That tells me that the app developer is being financially supported, which continues encouragement for the development of the application, which means it's not going to just go away next week. Also, the other thing is that launcher functionality that you can set VoxMate as your home screen, which is some flexibility that Android gives you. And the last thing that I have to say is there's hints at possibly a Reddit client coming to VoxMate in the near future, and I like that.
Awesome. Well, really looking forward to more, conversations and updates in the future as well. But in the meantime, let's move on to Android because you're back on it. What device do you have?
Okay, let's be fully transparent. I'm on both right now. So, yeah, okay. So not fully on Android yet, although anyways, I have the Pixel 5 5G. It's a lot of fives. It's a very nice phone, and it's super convenient to just hold it. Although I will say this phone is thin enough and has like a glossy feel about it that it often slides off my desk, which is disconcerting. So yeah, I've got two phones sitting here right now that I am playing with.
All right. Okay. Well, tell us then, how has the experience on Android 11 been?
I really want to like it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I never tried Android 11. I went straight to Android 12. So within about 2 days, I jumped up to the Android 12 beta. Really wanted to like Android 11, but I figure since Android 12 is going to be out in October, I should try out the beta features because, you know, who waits until things are actually released?
Well, I'm going to put my hand up because I'm just too nervous about some of the bugs that I've experienced. I'm like, maybe next time I should wait. Let all you experts try it first. You know how to get it back. But anything have you excited about Android 12 so far, though?
Yeah, so TalkBack seems to be a bit more snappier. I'm not sure if that's just because I went straight to Android 12 or if it's an actual feature of Android 12. Also, web browsing, which has always been my complaint with Android, using the web on my smartphone. I want to be able to quickly take actions. That has me excited because it seems to be more consistent than what it was in the past. Also, I think I've mentioned it. If not, there is now multi-finger gestures in TalkBack. So in order to get to the TalkBack settings, all I have to do is use three fingers, tap on my screen once, go down to the TalkBack settings and double tap on that. So it seems like it's a cleaner interface for me. And I'll be honest with you, this has nothing to do with Android 12, but I love the way this Pixel 5 feels in my hand.
But it's crazy, but that's so important. What are some of the Android apps you're using now then?
I'm using WayAround. We talked about that last week. Pretty convenient to be able to just tap my phone against the tag and it reads it to me. Don't even have to open the WayAround app because Android has that flexibility. I'm using Gmail application. I use my bank's application, which is kind of nice because right now I'm on iOS beta, so I have to enter my bank password every time I open it, and now I can use biometrics, you know, little things. I'm using Chrome. I'm using Gmail, and one of my phones just, it was the Android just vibrated to tell me that I got a new email, and I'm also using, of course, VoxMate a little bit, and then Todoist, which is my to-do list application of choice. Seems to have gotten some improvements to the accessibility experience from last time I tried it out, and some buttons that weren't labeled are now labeled.
I was talking to a friend yesterday who's on the beta for Android 12 as well, and he's loving the low vision experience. So some of the icons and the changes in magnification features and things like that. So looking forward to all that feedback also. I want to move on to an article that you read recently. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, so I read an article recently that was about NVDA versus VoiceOver, and that has me very intrigued because often you see VoiceOver versus JAWS or other, you know, VoiceOver versus narrator, and I thought it was quite intriguing to see the experience that this author had with the NVDA versus VoiceOver article that versus VoiceOver.
Mm. So what are some of these reasons?
Well, you know, that's funny you asked me about that because I forgot that I had this in the notes. So I was skimming through real quick to say, and, you know, one of the things is NVDA is generally faster. You can go ahead and use whatever text-to-speech engine you want with NVDA. NVDA is updated quite regularly, whereas VoiceOver is only updated with the operating system. In addition, the NVDA platform also provides add-on functionality, which means you can add additional features to the software that you might not have had already. And then my favorite feature is NVDA is portable. With VoiceOver, you can export your VoiceOver settings and then re-import them into another Mac. But if you're working with, if maybe you are sharing that Mac with someone else, then you overwrite that person's VoiceOver settings, whereas NVDA, right. You can put it on a thumb drive and go with those settings, and all, everything comes along with you.
Wow. Well, it does have me intrigued because, like you said, people don't usually make this comparison between NVDA and VoiceOver. So I'm super interested about it. But how has your experience been after switching from macOS to Windows?
I miss macOS for a few things, mainly audio related, although I will say that I have to kind of give Demasi a hard time because we both have the same audio interface, and Windows sees this audio interface as six different inputs and outputs, well, eight inputs, but macOS only sees it as one device. But for the most part, I miss the audio interface. And for me, JAWS is my screen reader of choice with some of the customizability, I think that's the word to use. Some of the ways you can customize it, it has my experience been, you know, more streamlined, especially while working. I feel more productive on Windows.
Yeah. Let's scratch the surface on this one. We only got about a minute, sir. iOS 15 is out. What are a few of the new features?
Notification summary. So you can batch some of your notifications into a summary. You have the ability to use your phone as a ID or license if it's supported in your area. And there are some other typing functionalities that you can use that seems to be more reliant.
Okay. Bugs, though, quickly, 15 seconds, any of these bring bugs to iOS?
Yes, there's little gotchas that I can't explain in 15 seconds, but it is worth the update, though, and is not a showstopper for sure.
All right. We like putting you to the test with the time cues. Thanks, Michael.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, and you guys have a great show.
Thank you. Michael Babcock joining us on Mondays for our weekly Tech Talk, and we cover lots and lots and lots here. My favorite part was VoxMate, because that sounds like an intriguing new thing to develop.
I just like it's its own little world that way. And he does roll very well with the punches and
yep.
the little adjustments. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And coming up next, Josh Watson of the Neutral Zone. He's going to bring us this week's weekly Kelly and Company Sports Update. Stick around. He joins us in a moment.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.